Good morning. Welcome to the Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we've been looking at doing your part. And God talks about the body of Christ being built up together under the head of Jesus as each member does its part. Today we're going to talk specifically about teaching others. And as I mentioned yesterday, so many times we look at this, any list in Scripture of things that we're called to do and the gifting of God's Spirit, and we kind of view it as a multiple choice in what we do. And the topics for the week were kind of pulling out of Romans 12, 7 and 8, where Paul writes and he's talking about the gifting God has given within the church, within his children, and how people use that. And he says, if it is serving, let him serve. If it is teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully. And because of all of those ifs, we almost get the idea that I don't have to do these things if that's not my gift. Well, when we come back to the teachings of Jesus, and we realize that all of these elements are expected from God's children. Now, to what level that we do them is probably somewhat dependent on our giftedness and God's calling in our life. But when we think about teaching others, for many Christians, we step back and we think, well, that's the preacher's job. That's the job of the Sunday school teacher. That's the job of somebody. Definitely not mine. But when we go back to the Great Commission, the statement of Jesus as he sends out his disciples, and there's general consensus that it applies to not just them, but to us as those who follow Jesus. Matthew 28, verse 20, Jesus says, "And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." God talks to his children about making disciples. And he not only talks about the need for conversion, the need to bring people to a point of decision where they're immersed into Christ, where Christ is in them and they are in Christ. But he doesn't leave it there. You know, we sometimes cling to that first part. It says that to go into all the world and make disciples, baptizing him in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But the second part is critical, where he says, "And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded." He doesn't say, "Find teachers who will teach them." He simply says, "Teach." Now, the good news, it's not as complicated as it might sound. Every one of us teach every day of our life. Now whether we're teaching something good and positive or not is, well, that's kind of up to us. You see, we teach not only with our words, we teach not only in formal settings, we teach by the way we live. We can look at individuals and place them within families if we know the family well enough, because we see the individual has learned, some through verbal teaching, some through formal teaching, but much through observation teaching. I've shared this before. When I lived in the small town that I grew up in, and as a young adult, and would walk through town, there would be people consistently stopping and say, "I don't know who you are, but I know who your dad is." And they knew that because, well, I had picked up on mannerisms and things that, well, were common to my dad. And what would happen if we lived life in such a way that people would see us on the street, they would see us at work, they would see us at school, they would see us in the marketplace, and they would say, "I don't know who you are, but I know who your father is. You've picked up on the characteristics of God. You've displayed the attitude of Jesus. You've shown kindness and mercy and compassion when others have turned away." It's not that we don't use words. One of my favorite verses, it's not the top, but I do have a lot of favorites, comes from Peter, where he says to always be ready to give an answer for the hope that lies within you. Words are important. But even if you struggle to find the right words, it's still your responsibility, it's still my responsibility to teach by what we say, to teach by what we don't say, to teach by our actions. And I suspect that if every day we would wake up and think about somebody's learning something from me today, what is it that I want them to learn? More importantly, what is it that God wants them to learn? Perhaps we would be more deliberate about what people see, what people hear, what people experience when they encounter us. Today, as we pray, I would ask that we give serious thought. Are we teaching people to obey everything that Jesus commanded? One of the best ways to do that is to, well, it's to actually obey everything that Jesus commanded. To put it into practice so that they can see that it's possible, they can see that it's desirable, they can see that it's worth the effort. And when we put into practice everything that Jesus commanded, to the best of our ability with the help of His Spirit, then when we teach those things, it makes a whole lot more sense. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. You've given us your word. You've given us the commands of Jesus, the instructions that are found throughout your word, not to be a burden to us, but to help us, to shape us, to mold us more and more into the image of Christ, to be people who are compassionate and loving and merciful. And Father, today, help us to live with a mindset that we are teaching others. And part of the reason that we're teaching others is, well, because we've been taught to obey everything that Jesus commanded. And, well, one of His commands is to teach everything He commanded. So God, help us to do that. Help us to live in such a way that our actions show that our words have meaning. May we be mindful of how we teach with our words. May we be mindful of how we teach with our actions. May we be mindful of how we teach with our decisions. Father, for all of the times where people are watching us that we're not even aware of, may we grow and grow and grow into such a desire to live for you that we don't even have to think about whether somebody's watching or not. Our desire is to do the right thing. Our natural, supernatural inclination is to be obedient to your word. Because we've become so accustomed to your spirit within us, guiding and directing and helping and encouraging and even correcting. So, Father, may we take on that responsibility. May we do our part. May we recognize that the teaching is not simply left to a select few. And while there are those who have been gifted with abilities in teaching publicly, that each one of us has a part in teaching one another, in teaching our children and the children of our church family. So God, today I pray that you would raise up in your body a greater desire to be aware of how we teach and to be consistent and deliberate about the teaching that we do. God, I continue to pray for those who struggle, for those who are seeking answers, for those who are recovering and in need of healing, whether it's physical healing, relationship healing, emotional, spiritual healing. Father, you are the God of all comfort. You are the God who heals. And I pray that we would grow in our understanding of what that wholeness looks like. Even as you use our weaknesses and you use our brokenness, may we realize we are complete when we are in Christ. Father, today as we teach others through our life, may we be very deliberate in lifting up Jesus so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.